Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week we are going to be talking about celebrating holidays with nanny families, and especially celebrating holidays that don't necessarily align with your own personal background and traditions. And my guest for that is Rebecca Gomoka. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Welcome. Wonderful. So, Rebecca, how about you tell us a little bit about your background before we get into holidays and things like that?
Sure, yeah. So I've been a nanny for the family I work for now for about a year and a half, and they're the first family I've nannied for. Other than that, I babysat like cousins and stuff like that, but this is the first job, consistent job, being a nanny with
right.
a family. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And how did you find them?
Care.com. Mm. Yep. Love
That's
that website.
Great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were telling me before we started that this was actually the first family that you even applied for.
Yeah. It was first family. Their posting asked if you could drive a car to school safely and can you cook meals and put kids to bed? And I was like, that sounds like I could do all of that. So let's reach out. And yeah, it was pretty quickly. I messaged the parents and they got back to me, and then I had a phone interview and then an in-person interview, and then I gave them references, and then I had the job.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it felt pretty quick to me, but again, this is my first experience with the whole care.com and being a nanny, so
that's great though.
I have no other point of reference.
Yep. I mean, that sounds about right. Yeah. Especially the face-to-face interview. I think that's once families have had that, they usually know.
Yeah, it was pretty
good thing. Mm-hmm. Yep. No. So wonderful. And what made you decide to be a nanny?
Well, I'm an actor and a writer in Chicago too, so I was trying to find a job that allowed the flexibility to do those things. So this job in particular, I drive the kids to school in the morning, and then I have the whole middle of the day off. So in my head, it was like, okay, I already got up and I had coffee, and now I'm going to go work on the things that I specifically want to work on, and then I'll go back and pick up the boys and have the rest of the night. So the schedule just worked out, and it allows me to do other stuff. I used to work downtown corporate America, and I hated it. I had such a negative experience, and I quit pretty abruptly and decided I was never going to go back. So while I'm trying to figure out where my life is going, I thought this was a good option, and I love kids.
Yeah.
And, being an actor, you can be fun with them. And I did improv, so like feed off of each other and get ideas and stuff. It's been great.
Right. Yep. I always joke that I professionally play pretend.
Yeah.
Because I nanny by day and act by night. So
definitely.
Constantly playing pretend, which is great.
Mm-hmm. I actually got the boys I watched to take class at Second City. Their kids'
that's
classes.
Great.
Yeah. So we would play improv games at night and stuff. It's been fun.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I taught a theater camp for 4 years in Virginia in the summer. It was a 2-week camp. And all the stories of parents talking about their kids coming home and teaching them the games was so rewarding. And I'm sure
that's
it's
great.
Similar
definitely.
To that, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, we are talking today about the holidays and what happens when your nanny family doesn't come from the same religious background or even just traditions that you have around the holidays, and how to help navigate that and help your nanny kids feel included in American culture, because American culture is dominated by Christmas.
Yep.
And so, and you nanny for a Muslim family.
Yes, I do. Yep.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. And so, one, my first question is, how did you discuss that? Because this will be your second holiday season with them.
Yes. Yes.
So, did they bring up to you about?
Well, so I knew that they didn't celebrate Christmas.
Right.
And I, at first when I started working with them, I felt like the topic almost to be taboo. Like,
right,
maybe we shouldn't talk about it. But I remember this was last year. We were driving home from school and their Christmas lights up. And they're like, Rebecca, like, I don't understand why your Christmas lights up. So then we went into this whole conversation. So we just talked pretty candidly about stuff.
Which is great.
Yeah. They inform me about all their holidays. They've taught me Arabic words, and I tell them about how I grew up and why there's Santa and all that stuff, and, you know, presents and a lot of it. I mean, I know it's a Christian Catholic holiday,
right?
But you know, I say like a lot of it spawned into like something bigger, and it seems almost, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is.
Secular?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really. A lot of the traditions around this time of year are not based in religious beliefs. Because I have nannied for families who are not traditionally Christian at all, but completely still celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I know we were driving home last week and they saw all the buildings downtown Chicago lit up red and green. Like, why is it all Christmas?
Right.
They kind of don't understand. And I kind of don't either. Why it's so dominated by these Christian Catholic holidays. I'm like, that's just the majority of America is celebrating this holiday. And it doesn't seem fair now that I've opened my world and working with another culture that, like, work, you get off for the Christian holidays, but not the Muslim or the Jewish.
Right.
And it's interesting. So we just talk about how this is just how the world is right now, and hopefully it'll change and be more inclusive. But we also have watched Christmas movies together.
Okay, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, so actually their mom grew up Christian.
Okay.
And she met their dad in college. Sorry. And met him in college and converted to Muslim to be with him. And the Muslim religion is really great. I didn't know much about it prior to working with them. But they have a lot of strong morals. And they're great people. But yeah, so their mom has showed them Christmas movies in the past. And this past weekend, we watched Home Alone 2.
Nice.
And I showed them Nightmare Before Christmas. And they love that stuff. And they see Santa as a character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I was going to, I guess, ask about like Frosty the Snowman, because that's not technically Christian, but it is. It all has to do with Christmas. So like things like that. Like, but if they're watching Christmas movies, then.
Yeah. I mean, not a lot. Like,
right.
I wouldn't show them like, I don't know what, like Elf or like, can't think of any. Santa
or Christmas or like, Carol.
Yeah, yeah.
That one is pretty based in.
Yeah, but there are things where like Home Alone,
where
it's like it happens on Christmas, but really it's about these robbers, like all the hijinks they get into.
And that's such a pop culture touchstone that I would think it would be worth experiencing.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. How did you go about educating yourself to be the best nanny for this family that you could be?
It's a lot of conversations with the boys. They they're very open and I'll ask them anything and they know.
And what ages are they?
They're 11 and 7.
Wonderful. So they can...
Yeah, they hold adult conversation. They're so smart. I just actually took them over to my brother's last weekend to play this virtual reality video game. They love video games.
Oh, nice.
And my brother, blown away. It's like it's like speaking to two adults. They're so intelligent. They read books like it's drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
But what was your question?
How did you educate yourself?
Yeah, so I would do a lot of Google searches. Anytime they said like EED, I was like, oh, how do you spell that? And like EID. And so I'd go on Google and read about it. Or Ramadan. And I don't know. I did a lot of Google searches and then just a lot of conversations with them. Like, okay, so what do you do for the holiday? And they told me about their presents and just like being with their family and how Ramadan, you're not supposed to, I mean, you fast from sunup to sundown.
Right. Do you choose to fast then too?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No. So the kids don't have to fast.
Okay.
The 11-year-old tried to this past year, but he would get really hungry around like noon.
Especially, yeah, 11-year-old boy.
Yeah. Their dad. So their mom lives in New York. Mm-hmm. She's getting her residency. She's becoming an eye surgeon. And their dad is a lawyer downtown. So a lot of the time is spent with me. So right. I know that the adults in Ramadan don't eat from sunup to sundown, but the kids can. So it wasn't like somebody in the house wasn't eating
right.
and the other one was. It was fine. Sorry.
No worries. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was just curious about that because if someone is fasting,
yeah, it feels wrong to eat in front of them.
Exactly. Yeah. I actually, the theater camp that I worked at, my kind of partner in the office, because I was an administrative position that year, and okay. she was Pakistani and celebrating Ramadan during uh-huh. those 2 weeks, and I
felt bad.
Every time, and she had to, like, part of her job was helping serve lunch to the kids.
Yeah, so, it seems like disrespectful or something, but I didn't have the issue where someone was eating and somebody wasn't.
Right. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's admirable that the 11-year-old worked towards that to get the feeling of what it is like.
He really tried. He thinks he's like, he's almost an adult.
Yeah.
He's definitely a little preteen I got here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. Yeah. They're great.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And have you found activities that you do with your nanny kids to help support their religion? Or I mean, I know they're probably guiding you through some of those if you choose to do them.
Yeah. I would say no. So they go to an all-Muslim school. They do a lot of activities there. They pray 5 times a day in school. They're very right. strict with that. And during the holidays, they're with their parents.
Right.
So in Ramadan, not so much. Because their parents are still working. But when Eid happens, their mom and dad are home with them. So I don't necessarily experience these holidays with them when the holidays are taking place.
Great. And you've mentioned Eid a couple of times. Mm-hmm. So can we cover exactly what that is?
Yeah. Eid is the Muslim holiday. It's based on the lunar calendar. So it changes every year when it is. There are two Eids. I forget how you say the full name for Eid.
Uh-huh.
There's like two other words after each one.
How do you spell it if anyone wants to go look it up?
It's E-I-D.
Great. Thank mm-hmm. you.
No problem. So one takes place at the end of Ramadan, mm-hmm. and it's like a feast. Like, you know, you've been fasting this whole time. Now we feast and celebrate. And then another one takes place later in the year, and they last for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
There's presents involved. And I know that it's celebrating the prophet. One is Prophet Ibrahim. I can't remember what the second one is, but...
That's okay.
Yeah, so it's celebrating prophets, like, you know, Catholics celebrate Jesus and all of that. So,
right. Yeah. And it seems like there's less pomp and circumstance mm-hmm. around those holidays than around Christmas.
Yeah,
because Christmas
just takes place over like November 1st to December 20th.
It's getting earlier and earlier. And I know that's so cliche to say, but I was like... Halloween. Don't take away Halloween from me.
Yeah. Actually, Halloween, the Muslims don't celebrate either. Some do. Some view it as evil holiday.
Right. So. Yeah. I mean, though there are Christians that view
it as a... It's supposed to be All Hallows' Eve. It's the Eve to All Saints' Day.
Yes.
So I don't know. I thought like all Catholic Christians would before that. So
yeah. But I think the way that it is in pop culture is against some people's religion, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never experienced a nanny family that has been against Halloween, which if they are, then that's fine too.
The boys pass out candy to trick-or-treaters, but they don't dress up or anything.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But
do they, and you might not be able to answer this because it was probably earlier in their lives, but have they dressed up to pretend to be anything?
You mean just not on Halloween?
Yeah, not on Halloween, just in general. Oh my gosh,
yes. They love video games, but they don't get to play them all the time. There's very strict rules. So they will dress up like characters in the video games and like create their own world and play back and forth like an improv game.
What a cool thing.
Yeah, they will make up stories and be like, okay, so I blasted you with this and now you have to go to this guy and ask him this question.
That's so cool.
So like capes and swords and stuff. And I actually do think they have dressed up for Halloween in the past. But
7 and 11 sometimes, even with kids, that starts getting into territory of being too cool for Halloween anyway. So makes sense.
I do bring them candy on Halloween.
Aw.
And for Christmas, I got them presents, but I'm calling it the end of the year gift.
Yeah. That seems very appropriate.
They got me a gift last year for Christmas, which is really sweet.
And that was one of my questions is, does your nanny family reach out to you for your religious beliefs at all?
Definitely. Yeah. Like I said, they got me a Christmas present last year. I mean, I haven't gotten anything this year. I'm not expecting anything. But,
right.
But yeah, they're very inclusive. They ask me what I'm doing for the holidays. And they're very, very sweet, very thoughtful people. And they don't, it's not like this is our way and your way is different and wrong. It's like, okay, this is how you celebrate. This is how we celebrate. And we can, celebrate together in a different way.
Which is wonderful.
Our end of the year celebration.
Yeah. Or even like, I don't know if this is appropriate, but like winter solstice was always something that my like Montessori school would talk about because it was called Nature's Way. And so like just the changing of the seasons was worth celebrating, and that didn't exclude anyone.
Yeah, that's smart.
And so that was, and then we, talked about in science class, we talked about, well, we didn't really have classes because it was a Montessori school, but during your science work time, we would talk about like the changing of the seasons and things like that, and they based a lot of the curriculum around that idea.
That's cool.
Instead of making it Santa Claus and
The kids still get like a winter break this year. Not like Christmas break, but it's winter break. They get 2 weeks off, and I think from school they get a few days off from Eid if it takes place during the school year.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a bonus of going to all Muslim school is that you do get the holidays off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice for them.
Because otherwise.
They wouldn't.
They would have to be in school.
Yep.
Or they would have to miss those days.
Right.
Which would also put them behind. And it seems wrong.
Right.
You talked about the like driving by the Christmas lights and things like that. Have your nanny kids expressed feelings of being left out? Since they go to an all-Muslim school, I'm sure that that doesn't come up at school, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I would think that when you interact with other children coming from a non-Christian background, that could be difficult.
Yeah, they're tough little dudes. And I don't think they view it as being left out. I feel like they see it as just people are different, and not everyone celebrates Eid, not everyone celebrates Christmas, I don't get the feeling that they feel left out. They ask questions about it,
mm-hmm.
and I've you know, I've told them, like, I don't know why this, we only, like, the what seems like the government and jobs and
right
why the majority is Christmas stores, even especially yeah. stores actually
yeah
but I told them that's just kind of a society thing and everybody's different, and not to look at what's being pushed on you as the be all end all.
Or, right. Yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to handle that.
Yeah. And like I said, we watch Christmas movies, so, but not for the Christmas background, more for the entertainment value.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because those movies are.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Pretty entertaining.
They do love the song, What's This?
From
Nightmare Before Christmas. They make me play that all the time. They just think it's funny.
That's very mm-hmm. funny. It's also two holidays that they do not celebrate. Right. But yeah. Tim Burton. Mm-hmm. That was one of his genius movies.
Yeah.
It's a really great
movie.
It's
a classic. You got to watch it no matter what.
Yep. Yeah. I completely agree.
Mm-hmm. They are very, very smart and very logical. And so the other day they came up to me and they were like, Rebecca, like, okay, if Santa was real, how would he make it to every single house in one night? He'd have to spend like 0.2 seconds in every house. Does he stop time? No. Also, if the parents leave the fireplace on, don't the kids know Santa's not coming? Would he come down the chimney and get burned? Like, I don't know, guys. I think the illusion is he's magic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Which I actually found something that if I ever have children, I might use with my children, which is so instead of, you know, they hit that age where they do start asking those types of questions, like, mm-hmm. no, specifically, how does it work? Mm-hmm. Because I don't understand.
Right.
And so when they start asking those type of questions, taking your child out to like a special coffee, hot chocolate date or a meal and telling them that they are now ready to become Santa, that Santa is a spirit within all of us. That's it's not nice. An actual person. It's a metaphor. And
that's
then, yeah. And then that their job now as they become a Santa is to go find someone in need and anonymously give them a gift that they need. I think it actually keeps with the holiday spirit
mm-hmm,
more than.
I'm gonna steal that from you.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty great, and I will post it on our Facebook, which is Chronicles of Nania, on Facebook. I'll post the whole thing because just don't read it when you're in a place that you can't cry because it's a very sweet story.
Noted.
Though my nanny kids now like don't register when I cry. Sometimes I'll be reading them books, you know, and I'm just a really empathetic person. Oh my gosh. And so I'll just like tear up a little and they're just like, at first they're like, Marla, what are you doing? And they're just like, meh.
How old are the kids that you nanny?
3 and 5.
Okay.
And then I'm with a different family that outgrew me on one day a week.
Okay.
I just pick them up from school and get to spend a few hours with them, but
it's nice.
I still get to check them. In.
Yeah, that's sweet. I'm going to lose my mind. I think the boys are going to move maybe to New York next year. I'm going to be so sad. I feel like they're my children.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Especially since you're with them
a lot.
24 hours a day sometimes.
Yeah.
I would feel the same way. But for nannies that do work with traditionally Christmas celebrating families, I do think that's an interesting way, though of course check with the parents.
Right.
Because something that I have also run into is because when kids start asking those questions about Santa Claus, about how it actually works and things like that, that parents answer in the best way that they can, but sometimes those answers don't line up. So I've actually witnessed 2 nanny kids from different families, like during a nanny share, or like a nanny play date, arguing over very specific things about Santa. Oh, like, geez. No, that's not how it works. It works like this.
Oh, gosh.
To which I was like, you know, we don't actually know how it works.
That's a good way to handle it.
I was like, people have their best guesses, but because it's magic, I think that we can never really know. And part of believing in magic is not knowing and just trusting that
that's great.
Santa will be there every year for you.
That's a great way to put it.
Good
for you.
Tried my best. I was like,
no, that's great.
Panic mode. Well,
I kind of feel blessed to not have to keep up the illusion with the kids I nanny. Just like talk about it. Like, yeah, guys, I know this isn't real, but like, this is why we think it might be when you're a kid.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It is a tenuous mm-hmm. way to nanny around the holidays. And I often will like shoot the nanny parents a text because you also can't talk about it in person. Mm-hmm. And just ask, like, is there anything I should know about your story of Santa mm-hmm. that is different than the traditional story of Santa?
That's smart.
Because sometimes it is.
Yeah. I find it interesting that with the Muslim holidays that it's not like this made up character to represent it. It's very like religious based and down to earth.
Right.
Whereas Catholic Christian holidays seem to be like, oh, we got the Easter bunny and right. Santa Claus.
Yeah, there's like, a lot of stuff so put on top of it.
Yeah, and it feels like a lot of money making stuff at a certain yes. point. And that's not like that in the Muslim holidays, and I think that's really nice. It should be the religion celebration and a baseline type of thing, just spending time with your family and celebrating your heritage and culture.
Yeah, I completely agree. Mm-hmm. And for those nannies out there that do differ, keeping in mind that Christmas is the major religion, so knowing the major holiday that our culture celebrates, not the major religion, the major holiday that our culture celebrates, mm-hmm. keeping that in mind that depending on where you're coming from, just talking, communicating with the family about how they would like for you to handle it, mm-hmm. I think is really important. A friend of the podcast, Leah Friars, is Jewish, and she has asked the parents of the family that she nannies if she can teach the boys about Hanukkah, and they said yes. And so she teaches them in an educational way, not in a, right. like, you need to believe this too way, mm-hmm. but just these are certain ways that people celebrate.
Yeah, that's a good way to go about that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like that's how I am with the boys. It's just right. an educational thing. As opposed to, I don't know.
Are there traditional foods around
Eid? I don't know.
Okay, I was just curious.
That's an excellent question.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
Because I would think that if the parents are okay with you branching out into other religions, maybe having a week around the holidays, because a lot of times for nannies, you are working longer hours around the holidays because the kids aren't in school. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you get your Christmas break to go be with your family. But like, for example, me this year, I start back on the Tuesday after Christmas okay. and then have them, you know, 10 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And so maybe even after Christmas, talking about other religions and how other religions choose to celebrate and things like that, and doing like a tour around the world of how That's they cool. choose to celebrate, I think would be a really great thing to do.
Definitely.
Given you have to talk to the family mm-hmm. that you nanny for to make sure that that's okay with them. Mm-hmm. And also given that then you are going to be faced with questions about Santa Claus and what happens mm-hmm. with Santa Claus and those families, right. you know, like, yeah. so just I would think that your internal lesson plans for that activity need to be very, very strong. But if you feel like that would be a good thing to do with your nanny families, I think that that would be a really, really educational and wonderful way to expand their cultural
That's great.
Awareness. Mm-hmm.
That's really great.
Which my boys that I nanny are not ready for that yet. But the older kids that I nanny mm-hmm. probably would be, because mm-hmm. that is also a thing that a 3-year-old grasping
right.
different cultures is different than mm-hmm. a 7-year-old grasping different cultures.
Right.
For sure. Mm-hmm. They 3-year-olds struggle to grasp their own culture, their own why they have to take anything. A nap. Right. Right. Things like that. So, yeah. Well, wonderful. Is there anything else that you would like to touch on?
I could tell you the story of.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful. So we end each episode with a fun story or quote from nanny kids that we've come across. And before we get into that really quick, I would like to just remind everyone that as you are listening to these, if you are enjoying the podcast, the best, easiest, free way for you to help this podcast is to go on iTunes and rate and review. A subscription would also be wonderful, but if you don't want it automatically downloading every week, I completely understand. But writing out a review for our podcast helps us be seen by other people, other listeners, and it's completely free, and it takes maybe 2 minutes, and it's very, very helpful. So if you would like to give a gift to Chronicles of Narnia this holiday season, that would be the gift that I would love the most. If you could go online, find us on iTunes, Chronicles of Narnia, Narnia spelled N-A-N-N-Y-A, and just writing us a positive review would be very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
This is such a great podcast.
Thank you, Rebecca. Okay, no, great. Let's have the story.
I don't know how fun of a story it is. So when the 11-year-old I nanny, when he was in preschool, he was telling me this a couple weeks ago. He was in preschool with, he wasn't in like an all-Muslim preschool. He was mm-hmm. in preschool with a bunch of kids from a bunch of different backgrounds. And there was a little kid there that was talking about Santa and how he was excited. He was excited for Santa. And the kid I nanny was like, "What are you talking about? Santa's not real."
Oh, and no.
This other kid was like, "Yes, he is." And they got into an argument. It's like, "What? How old are you in preschool? Like 3?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't logically make sense. All these kids I nanny are way too smart.
I totally understand. Yeah,
and but now that they grew up and talked with their parents about it, they keep a closed lip when the topic of Santa comes up and they're with somebody who might believe Santa's real. But again, they don't understand why anybody thinks that he could be. And then I have a funny quote that's not holiday related.
That's great.
Okay, the seven-year-old and Annie says some really funny stuff. But yesterday we were talking and he asked me if girls and boys play basketball together professionally. And I said, "No, there's the WNBA. And he goes, "Oh, W, so it's women's NBA?" I was like, "Yeah, yep, that's what it stands for." He goes, "So why isn't it MNBA? I was like, "I have a little feminist in the making here."
Yes.
I thought that was great.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
I'm like, that is a good question to ask. Good job. You're asking the right questions.
We need lots more people mm-hmm. asking questions like that.
Yep. Yeah. He says so many weird things, too. There was a couple months ago, things he said I've wanted to write down and put in my scripts and stuff that I write. But a couple months ago, we were driving, and the 11-year-old was, he had like, I don't know, cookies or something he was eating. And he was like, "I could eat this cookie in a snap." And the 7-year-old out of nowhere, he's like, "You could also die in a snap."
Oh my gosh.
What? Like, what are you going to murder people now? Oh, he's great. And then one more quote from these little guys and I'll shut up.
Yeah, no.
The first day that I worked with them, we were in the car going to school and they were like, "So Rebecca, like, what do you do? I'm like, "Oh, I'm also an actress." And they're like, "Oh, have you been in anything we would have seen?"
It's like, no, I no. And they're like, okay, so when our friends ask what our nanny does, I'm going to say she's an actress. And when they ask if we've seen her or anything, I'm going to say nothing. Like, great, thank you. So supportive.
Yep.
They're great.
Aww,
they're so silly.
They sound so great. They sound wonderful. Yeah,
I love them with all of my heart.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is the power of being a nanny. Yeah, that's great. Loving someone else's kids.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
With all of your heart.
It's weird, but it's great. And I'm so happy right now. I'm so much happier now being a nanny than I was before.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yep. I completely agree. I mean, I worked in education before becoming a nanny, but I absolutely love it, and I think it's the best job.
I would agree with that. It's the best job I've had so far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me. This has been a delight.
Yes, and thank you all for listening. Happy holidays.
The Chronicles of Nanny is produced by Martha Reddick and Logan Nielsen. Artwork and logo by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.